Good morning. My topic is high incidence of diptyodia pre-harvest colonization of HLB symptomatic orange fruit and its implication in the pre-harvest fruit drop. Citrus HLB is a destructive disease that causes great loss in citrus industry. The pathogen is bacteria, Liberibacter, and its Asian form is Acillus, is prevalent in Florida. HLB causes multiple symptoms, including excessive pre-harvest fruit drop. The reason for the HLB-related fruit drop is unknown. It has been proposed that the fruit drop results from less efficiency in absorbing water due to loss of roots and the nutritional deficits. However, the speculations lack confirmation yet, and the enhanced nutritional programs did not stop the fruit drop problem. About diplodia, it is a fungal pathogen of woody plants in tropical and subtropical area with a wide range of hosts. Historically, diplodia has several names. This fungal pathogen produces and secretes cell wall digesting enzymes and thus disrupts the plant cell walls. And the infection of trees weakens the strength and the toughness of the root. And the infections of fruits often lead soft brown rot. The development of disease in trees is usually associated with stress due to factors other than diplodia infection itself. In citrus fruit, diplodia has been known to cause a post-harvest disease, stem and rot. It infects citrus fruit under the calyx, usually remains latent until after harvest, and then progress from the calyx absorption zone into the fruit, reaching to the styler end by the spongy central axis. The decay is exacerbated by exposure to ethylene. So far, there is no report about the relationships of citrus HLB disease and the diplodia infection. How did diplodia come into notice in the HLB study? When studied the microbial community in orange juice, the PCR products by universal fungal primers caught our attention because they showed different patterns of mating curves between HLB and healthy juice, indicating the sequence are different, although they showed the same size on an egress gel. The universal fungal primers used in the study were designed to bind to two conserved regions encompassing a variable region of fungal 18S rRNA gene. They are able to amplify sequence for many species of fungi, and yet the amplicon sequence are not conserved, so the different species can be distinguished by sequencing analysis. To see what's going on behind the mating curves, we did the cloning and sequencing. The PCR products from 6 healthy and 6 HLB juice were cloned. The positive clones were readily picked for sequencing. The sequence was searched in NCBI database, and the diplodia was identified in HLB-affected juice samples. Here is a list of the sequence amplified from the 12 samples. The sequence in red are the universal fungi primer sequence, and the four highlighted samples are those from which the diplodia was identified with 100% identity. They are all HLB positive samples. The presence of diplodia in HLB-affected orange juice was then confirmed by specific primers targeting diplodia beta-tubulin gene. Based on the consistent incidence of diplodia in juice extracted from HLB-affected fruit and the relationship between diplodia and the cell wall hydrolytic enzymes in the calyx absorption zone, we hypothesize that HLB-affected orange fruit are vulnerable to diplodia infection, and the infection may be implicated in excessive pre-harvest fruit drop. A symptomatic and HLB symptomatic fruit with 15 to 20 centimeter stems were collected in a grove. After the fruit detachment force was measured, the whole fruit were used in ethylene measurement and the fruit decay assay. The tanko and the calyx opposition zone were used in diplodia isolation and electron microscopy. Calyx opposition zone fruit side were used in PCR detection. 3 harvests of hamelin and 3 harvests of Valencia fruit from last harvest season were used in the research. 70 hamelin and 70 Valencia were analyzed by qPCR for diplodia and coelacs detection, and the results showed the positive correlation between diplodia and coelacs CT values significantly lower. Diplodia CT values were found in HLB symptomatic fruit for both varieties, indicating the higher incidence of diplodia in the HLB symptomatic fruit. The diplodia was isolated from the HLB symptomatic fruit calyx opposition zone after the surface sterilization, and the identity of the isolates was verified by PCR, and then the diplodia positive fungals were subcultured on autoclaved citrus twig to induce the characteristic conidia. The matured conidia from the isolate are brown colored, dark word, and one septate. They are highly consistent with diplodia conidia as documented in the literature. This graph shows the decay rate of orange fruit during ethylene treatment and subsequent air storage. Agree with PCR results, both hamelin and Valencia HLB symptomatic fruit have much higher decay rate than the asymptomatic fruit. The following 4 slides show the 1 batch of fruit used in the decay assay. This is before ethylene treatment and immediately after the treatment. This 3 days after treatment, 7 days after, it's 2 weeks after. Citrus fruit is a non-climacteric fruit, and usually the ethylene production is hardly detectable during the air storage at room temperature. In our study, the ethylene production was not detected in any of the asymptomatic fruit, but was detected in some of the HLB symptomatic fruit, and the amount of ethylene were positively correlated with diplodia titers. It is not surprising, since the fungal cell were digested in dense and their products were reported to induce ethylene in citrus fruit, and it has been reported that the ethylene production was greatly increased in Valencia orange inoculated with diplodia. To validate the diplodia colonization in the citrus fruit, the specimens from the calyx opposition zone were observed under scanning electron microscope. These pictures show the surface of the calyx opposition zone after the tanko was pulled off from the fruit. The upper pictures show the diplodia negative controls, no fungus was found. And the bottom pictures show the diplodia positive HLB symptomatic fruit sample. Different size of caves were shown on the surface, and the fungal hyphae were observed in the caves. since the specimens were processed for the electron microscopy immediately upon the fruit harvest. So the observed fungus should be already inside the observation zone where the fruit was still on the tree. So indicate in HLD affected fruit, the colonization of diplodia into the calyx observation zone can happen before harvest, and it may promote the fruit drop from the tree. Therefore, the correlation between diplodia titers and the fruit detachment force were investigated. And the results indicate that diplodia CT values were positively correlated with the fruit detachment force in both volunteer and hamelin, indicating a negative correlation between diplodia titers and the fruit detachment force. The higher the diplodia titer, the lower the fruit detachment force, and the more likelihood the fruit tend to drop. Accession is a complex process in which the cell wall hydrolysis are involved. In plants, these enzymes are upregulated by ethylene. Diplodia pre-harvest colonization of the citrus fruit absorption zone may influence fruit absorption through producing and sequencing the cell wall digestive enzymes, which can directly act on the plant cell walls in the absorption zone, and also indirectly by inducing fruit to produce ethylene, which in turn to induce plant cell wall degrading enzymes. Summary: high incidence of diplodia colonization in fruit tissue is associated with citrus HLB disease, and diplodia infection may contribute to the HLB-associated excessive pre-harvest fruit drop. Pre-harvest fungicide application might be an effective strategy to control the excessive fruit drop in HLB-prevalent area. Thank you.
Any questions, please?
It infects the fruit from at the calyx, the bottom of the fruit.
Any idea on mechanism? How does HLB make fruit more amenable to this infection? Why?
There could be several mechanisms. Firstly, there is a report about the cell wall structure changed found in the HLB affected fruit, a stem on the stem. And the global defense response protein and the gene expression was depressed is also found in HLB infected fruit, infected stems and fruit.
Could be. HLB is starting an incision zone, and the diplodia can then get in and make the incision happen faster. The tree is weakened by HLB, and diplodia is sort of an opportunistic pathogen. And in other weakened trees, it's been shown to actually
And the HLB also leaves the tree, the host, under the biotic stress. Usually the diplodia and their family members, they infect their host, and the expression of the disease usually related to some kind of stress.
Any other questions? Thank you very much. Thank you.